Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. 823 Podcast. It is us. We admit that we have been not podcasting as much as we should. We've been kind of preoccupied. We're wrapping our heads around making record and things like that. But
sometimes you got to make some tunes.
Yeah.
And think about them.
But we will be back, and we are back with an episode. So, what's been happening with you the past couple of days?
Just cleaning up the house. It got away from us a little bit, you know.
Sometimes that happens, you know.
Yeah, you know, you have like a room where you just kind of
dust.
You kind of put stuff. You're like, oh, I don't know what to do this, so you just put it in that room. That's what it, I got to clean that room. So I've been thinking about that. And then, I don't know, hanging out in the shed, messing around with stuff, music stuff.
Yeah. Actually, we've been kind of working on an old demo, or
no.
I guess it isn't really a demo, a true Forever Halloween B-side.
Yeah.
And we kind of dug up an old hard drive and found the files, and we added some new instrumentation and mixed it and got it to sound pretty darn cool.
Great.
I think we're going to put that out on a pillar here pretty soon. But really, Bliss and this song we're talking about, called Reality, are the only two extra songs we recorded during the Forever Halloween session. All the other ones were kind of done after the fact or are really pioneer B-sides. So
yeah.
This is an unheard gem, and it definitely sounds like that era. So if you're into Forever Halloween, you will dig this, and you can get it on Pillar. If you don't know what Pillar is, here's our ad for Pillar, which is, I'll just say that it is a subscription service where there's an app, and you get all things the main. You get extra episodes of this podcast. You get demos, unheard songs, videos, vlogs, everything. Video chats with, you know, only a handful of people and us, and plenty more. And
you're missing the most important thing.
Okay.
Every morning, you and me.
Yeah.
And Ken talking.
Yeah, we do a daily talk show called Good Morning 8123, which is kind of our take on Good Morning America, but all things 8123 and the world. So. Yeah, so if you have not checked it out, pillar.club is where you can get that info, and you can hear this new B-side. And
yeah,
I'm headed. I'm headed to, what's up?
I like the plug.
Oh yeah. I am headed to Sedona tomorrow. Actually,
are you?
A little bit of a last minute trip to my family's cabin. We haven't really been out of the house at all, and the baby hasn't been anywhere. So we figured a safe place to go, a deserted cabin in the woods. So we're going to go up there for like 2 days. So.
Yeah, me and Fallon are talking about wanting to do something because it is so fucking hot. And I keep seeing John posting cool things of rocks, cool photos of rocks. I'm like, you know what? I want to go up north. Like, and I just pretty much all I want to do is just drive. Like, I just want to drive somewhere, put on a couple records, look at something for a second and be like, ah, cool. And like, come back and be totally cool.
Oh man. So, well, today on the podcast, we talk about our favorite tours. And there are way too many to pick from. So we just kind of picked some at random almost, but it was a fun chat and kind of gives you a little bit of a perspective on where Headspaces were at during those tours, and send us a tweet with your favorite tours you've ever been to of ours.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we will get into the episode, but first, a message from a sponsor. So our favorite tours that we've ever done, looking at our Wikipedia, we have been on a bunch of tours. And
is it missing any?
Yeah. I mean, it kind of like breaks up like these chapters, you know, so yeah. It just like, it calls like the Pioneer Tour, kind of just like all the touring that we did. There's a lot of international tours that are not on here. Mm-hmm. But this is a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I picked my two favorite. So first I'm going to go with the American Candy Tour. In picking these, I guess there's different reasons that I kind of had, for me, like enjoying a tour, I guess, is kind of a lot about the like mental state that I'm in on the tour. Where, you know, there's some tours where it's very stressful because some shows are doing really good, some shows aren't. Yeah. There's just like
a lot. It fucking sucks.
Yeah. You're just like, even if like the shows are doing really, like you're having fun and like the shows are good, but then you're like thinking about like, oh man, like is the promoter going to like lose money in a week and a half today in St. Louis or whatever. Yeah. Even if you're having a good time and the shows are good. So, you know, there's just so many factors to it. So in the two that I picked, a lot of it, I guess, kind of has to do with, I was probably the most like carefree on these two tours. Mm-hmm. Because everything just felt so good, that it didn't really matter. So, American Candy Tour was us, Real Friends, Knuckle Puck, and the Technicolors, which is a pretty wild lineup.
Very
pretty stacked and
yeah,
and awesome.
Well, because so, Real Friends had really started to do well, and Knuckle Puck like was just right under like starting to really do well, and then yeah. Tex were just fucking awesome.
Yeah. You know, so it was right, the tour began like the day after American Candy was released, and the momentum going into it was just awesome. You know, people were really excited about English Girls, and it was really our first tour besides Warped Tour since the tour that we did with Anne Berlin, which is a co-headliner, which was one of those stressful tours where
very stressful,
like some of the shows weren't doing well, and then you know, it's like their fans weren't really into us. Our fans weren't really into them. So it just kind of didn't work well. And you know, like we had some good shows and, mm-hmm. But just overall, it didn't feel like you could just relax and enjoy your day every day.
Yeah. Most of it felt like, is anyone coming tonight? Mm-hmm. And like, just that uneasy feeling of like, because those are the times when you're like, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this anymore. That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. And so having that been the last tour and then going into this, it was just like such opposites.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like every show was awesome. So I just remember pretty instantly after the first couple of shows, just feeling like, all right, I can just have some fun on this tour. I don't have to like be overwhelmed. So, yeah. So that is my first pick, and
it felt like a comeback. It was like It's funny because after that, like, we'd always do like this thing whenever like things start to like seem like they're going okay. We always do this "we're back" thing. Uh-huh. Like since then.
Yeah.
But that was like honestly what it felt like. It was like, yeah, we still get to do this.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. So, yeah, and kind of since then, it's just felt good since, you know.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, pretty wild.
Am I picking one?
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the acoustic tour.
The evening, an acoustic evening with the name.
Yes. In 2014, apparently, according to this thing.
Yeah. So that was kind of the release tour for Imaginary Numbers.
Yeah. And that kind of like, I guess there at that whole time period, it was that kind of uneasy feeling. But this tour just kind of felt, because the rooms weren't too big and then like playing some like theater kind of things, it just felt really cool. And just like being able to reimagine the songs the way that we did. And I don't know, it just felt like a totally different vibe. And yeah, like it was really just fun. It was, yeah. It was terrifying being in the van every day. Cause it was fucking winter, but, yeah. But the shows were like, I remember this one in Utah where I think it was in Utah. Where, yeah. I thought it was going to like be super bad. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like I was like, I don't know if anyone's going to come to this. And then like the whole, like it was completely full later. And I was just like shocked.
Yeah. That was really fun because the set list was totally not something that we would have done on a regular tour. You know, we ended with one pack of smokes and this like crazy jam, and yeah. We opened with "I'm Sorry." It's just like we could never open a regular show with that song. And
yeah,
we played some songs off of Imaginary Numbers and some Forever Halloween songs we had never played. And yeah, it just felt nice. It felt cool to come off stage every night and not be like totally exhausted. It yeah. felt kind of more relaxed, and there wasn't this pressure to like
put on a show the same way.
Yeah. Like, because like so much of a regular show is like trying to get the crowd to like feel something in yeah. like an energetic way, where this was
totally.
Just play really well. And hopefully they'll feel something in an emotional way instead.
Yeah. And like when we did the watch along thing a couple, like, I don't know, I guess it was a couple months ago now. It made me realize like how fun it was and like how cool of a set it was. And it was like, fuck, it would be really cool to just throw some of these, like do a part on the set that's just like this vibe, like do like four or five songs that are like in this kind of thing, or just even playing some of this stuff. Like, I think it would just be really cool. And especially now, like some of the, like Imaginary Numbers, like definitely has like people like it a lot. And, yeah. And yeah, I think it would just be really cool.
Yeah. And we have been talking about, you know, for sure making the time to do an acoustic tour again at some point on the next album
cycle. I think people would be really excited, and I know we could just do it better now too. Oh, yeah. Which would be cool.
We would do an awesome job.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, my last pick is going to be,
because you only liked two tours, right?
Yep. An Evening with the Main tour, our first ever headlining tour. We played a lot of venues that we had played opening for other bands before, but it was our show, and that felt really cool. I remember specifically the Anaheim House of Blues show feeling like like a moment for me, because we had played there so 10 times before that, you know, with other bands, and it was always one of our favorite venues, and we sold it out, and you know, it just felt really exciting. We had never played more than probably 8 songs in a set before. So this, you know, we played an hour and a half show. We really got into changing up songs for the first time. We played a full band version of Whoever She Is. Mm-hmm. We ended with We'll All Be, and played a crazy version of that.
And it was we came up with it that day.
Yeah.
Like, we were just doing a spot where when we first started the tour, John was like talking for a long time. And then somewhere along the lines, we decided that let's turn it into this other thing. And it's like, it's still one of my favorite things. And that show is like one of the best shows we've ever played, I think. That specific show.
For sure. And a couple, I guess, yeah, a couple other cool things about that tour. We were playing a lot of Six Flags, amusement park, and those shows were free, and like all of them were like super packed in like these huge like amphitheaters. And
you remember the Chicago one?
Yeah, that was like one of the coolest shows ever.
Fucking crazy.
And then at the end of the night, they would like keep the park open, like only for us, so we could go on all the rides.
Yeah.
So it was just like, you know, our bus driver at the time like had a grill, and he was like like barbecuing food for us almost every day. Yeah. It was just us and Miss Century and Austin Gibbs, who are all like really good friends, and it just felt like you were at like summer camp, but on tour and just having fun and playing these great shows. So,
well, it also had that feeling of like we proved something, because mm-hmm. you know, before that the plan was totally to like do a traditional like tour, like bring out like bands that are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then
popular bands you can on one bill.
Yeah, and that's just what happened. And no one wanted to go, like no one wanted to go on tour with us, or like there was other things that people wanted to do. So we kind of were like, "Fuck it, let's go out kind of by ourselves." And it was such a like great and like changed our career. Mm-hmm. Because we just were like, you know what, this is what we're going to do. And then it totally worked. And it was like, fuck, we can do our own thing. And it is awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean that tour is yeah, really great. And I knew you were going to pick that one. So I didn't pick that one. All right. And I guess, unless, do you have anything else to say about that?
No.
I'm going to go with Seth. I'm looking at the list and there's definitely more I want to pick, but if we're just going off of just fun and like carefree and just being like,
what the fuck? Well, you can pick it like any way you want.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to like, I'm just seeing this one and I'm like, okay, I got to go with Seth, Soundtrack of Your Summer. It was insane. Yeah. It was so fucking crazy. Wait, are we only doing headliners?
No.
Pick. Yeah, I mean, this was like your dream. If you ever thought of being in a band, this tour was that. Like, yeah. We played an arena on that tour. We played to like 12,000 people in New Jersey. Yeah. We're with Good Charlotte, who I grew up listening to. Our first album had come out the day the record that tour started. Like, it was, we were young. It was just like so exciting. Everything was just so exciting and crazy.
So yeah, to put it in perspective, you know, this is the summer of 2008. Boys Like Girls were the headlining band, and they had had just had a huge couple of years, and this was like their like cap off of their album cycle, like their big tour. Then Good Charlotte, who just had such a history, you know, and we grew up listening to, and then Metro Station, who their song Shake It was like right before the tour, and kind of like on the tour, was just like the biggest song ever.
You
couldn't escape it. And then somehow us and our album had just come out. We somehow got to be a part of this, and oh man, yeah, it was. I mean, the shows were like a minimum of like 3 to 10,000 people a night.
And it was crazy, like it was unreal.
Yeah,
yeah,
and the crowds were super excited about us. We were just having so much fun, and then all the bands were super cool to us, especially Good Charlotte kind of took us under their wing, and you know, we spent the night at Joel and Nicole Richie's house. We freaking hung out with Paris Hilton.
I wouldn't say we hung out with Paris Hilton. She asked if we liked Chipotle or not.
Yeah, whatever.
But yes, I mean, there's just like,
it's just like,
in like what happened. What the fuck is going on? It was just that. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. I just finished high school like 2 months ago, and now I'm in a van, like going around everywhere, playing these insanely big shows to people who like want to listen and care. And, yeah, I mean, it was incredible. It was so crazy.
Yeah, it was.
And we met Gary.
Yeah.
And that's when we met Gary.
Yeah, I think like that was just when a bunch of people heard about our band for the first time.
Yeah.
Which was exciting. It just felt like every day was a new adventure. Every day was some new milestone, and you know, playing these venues that, you know, a lot of them we'd never played since. They were just so big.
Totally.
It just felt like the possibilities were endless of what could happen next.
Dude, and I just like, I remember one time, like, we were trying to go sign, like, just going to sign was like insane. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, like, I remember being in like Berkeley maybe and going out for like the meet and greet at the end, and like I got like literally attacked, like a security guard had to save me, like there's hundreds of people, just like it was wild.
It was so, I remember one time like we ended up having to do it as a group, and they like brought us like under this really like under the venue, like kind of like hunched over because we had to go like under the stage, and then we go in this back way, and then it was, they're like, are you ready? And we're like, yeah, whatever. The door opens and it was like the loudest screech I've ever heard, and then it was just like, okay, go. And then like sign and stuff, and like just it was wild.
It was like all these huge bands, and then none of them did like a free like meet and greet hangout at the end of the night. Yeah. So there's these thousands of people that were just excited to meet anybody from one of the bands. And it just happened to be us. Yeah. It was crazy. It was a lot of fun.
I probably have never been asked the same question so many times though. I remember being asked, do you know where Trey Cyrus is? Like every second. Even by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes,
he went to what show was that?
It was in a Boca Raton.
Yeah, and he rolls up and he's like, "Hey, fellas, do you guys know where my son Trey Cyrus is?"
Well, he asked us if we were
in Metro Station.
Yeah. He asked us if we were in his son's band.
Yeah.
Oh man, pretty funny. What a
wild time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are our favorite tours. There's too many to name that have been awesome. I mean, I could have easily picked the Mirror Tour or Modern Nostalgia or anything else. But these ones, I guess, in particular, just kind of popped out. So, thank you all for listening. We'll be back.
Yeah, I think we were being a little nostalgic for some reason today.
So we'll be back with another episode very soon. Hopefully you guys are doing well. Take care.
See ya. Made a mess of it.